Welcome back to the episode of No Money Podcast. We're missing two guys today. Abner is here in Chris's spot because Chris is in fucking Texas. He decided to go away on vacation. He deserves it, you know. He doesn't do shit, but yeah. Nah, he's over there. Networking. He's networking.
He's in this business trip.
Yeah, he's on a business trip. He's making us some connections.
Hopefully he's not slacking off.
Yeah, hopefully he's not just getting drunk every day.
From what I've seen,
he's getting really drunk. But he's getting drunk with our networking partner, so it's even better. Yeah, he's over there with Brian from Nivel. So
Brian, I saw his story. He left that restaurant, and I was like, what the fuck?
That's because I saw Brian started hanging out a lot with BB. I seen them because in Halloween, they were together at a party. And then I saw BB went to Texas, and he was with fucking Brian at a bar before Chris even went. And then when Chris went, and I saw him, like, all those groups just merged, and I was like, oh, W him. But yeah, he's networking out there. Hopefully he secures another podcast with them or something in the works. But yeah, we're missing Frank. That's why this part of the couch isn't here.
Why is he here, bro?
He's playing Fortnite. OG Fortnite dropped. He decided he's on the grind. Get the battle pass.
Twitch. He's on Twitch now.
Yeah, he's became a Twitch streamer.
If you want his like
his Twitch, things like No Money
we'll put,
Frank.
We'll put it on the description below.
Yeah, go sub to my boy.
But
he doesn't even fucking actually stream. But yeah. So Abner, you like this new spot of yours? You've been upgraded. You went from the middle to the side, and you made Angel go into the middle.
No.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, promoted. I got demoted.
Yeah. So how do you feel? You're second in charge now of the podcast.
Oh, frick.
No, I don't like.
Yeah, because these two are like.
Oh, so Chris was the second in charge.
Yeah, I mean, who else was in charge? Frank. Yeah. Frank says five words
of
podcast.
I feel like I do more than Chris.
You do, but.
I was just saying. I was talking about it in my ass.
But in hierarchy, you know, we're OGs.
No, I think I do.
Either way, we all own 25% of the company except for Abner. But it doesn't matter.
Sorry, Abner.
Abner doesn't have a percentage yet, but we pay him either way.
Yeah.
Right.
We definitely do pay you rent, but that's that is not for you, though. But we do give you money. It's just to pay shit, but yeah. But yeah, guys, how was your weekend?
Not even weekend.
This is the weekend. Say Sunday.
Same. Just work.
He's about to say gym.
Work in gym. And... yesterday just did stay home.
Boring. You were like Abner last week.
Yeah.
What'd you do? Oh yeah. Let's talk about your weekend. You had a little exciting weekend.
I really didn't. It was just I just went to okay, well, first of all, the whole week I just worked and went to the gym. Mm-hmm.
What time do you get off of work?
Yeah.
Of work?
Yeah.
I feel like you get off pretty early.
Yeah, like 5, no?
Yeah, I get out of 5, but I mean there's just like probably like one day out of the week, but I mean, not all the time, but you don't probably one day out of the week that we get out late sometimes. But
what's late to you?
Like 6:30.
That's like normal for you. Yeah, normal. I was like, Chris doesn't get out to like 8, 9 some days.
Okay, because well,
Chris stops. He stops working at a certain time.
Well, now with the time change, I mean, it gets dark at 5. Like, there's not much you can do.
Yeah,
that's the only good thing about construction right now is like you can't work that late because there's nothing to see. You can't see shit anymore. After
that's
a certain
like
time.
This time, this time of the year.
This time of the year, you like it? Less work hours?
Because I don't get work. I don't get paid by work hours.
You get paid by day.
Yeah, so it's good for me.
Yeah, I don't like that. Well,
what by day? It has its benefits and it has its like you know.
Cause yeah, because if you leave like at 12, you only get half the day.
Yeah,
you have to pass 12 to get the full day, right?
No, I get paid full.
No matter. No matter if you only go for 1 hour and it starts raining,
it's only
work inside.
Yeah, but it's only if it's like a bad week for like my boss, then he will pay us like he'll like oh I'm gonna pay you half the day. But if it's like he doesn't care, then most of the time he just pays us the whole day. Other than it has benefits because sometimes we have a shitty ass day.
Your boss, it's your uncle.
Yeah, but I'm not gonna say. But
not.
Sometimes we have those days where we work hella and we get off late, and then I'm still gonna pay the same. But I mean, you know,
true.
That's what I'm saying.
True.
That's the only like bad thing about
it. Yeah, It's like it's good when you're not working that many hours because you're still making that money. But then when you have to work over, you're not making anything else.
Yeah, you don't get more.
But that's what you should be working either way.
Yeah,
I get you. Yeah. I like getting paid by the hour. Well, no, I don't because like how you said, like if you get home early, you're still making that full day.
Yeah, that's the only. Yeah. It's the same thing regardless.
I guess, but yeah, I
mean, because then I think it's the same thing. Because if you get work hella, you're gonna get paid hella, and it's not the same for me.
Yeah, and
like didn't you have like that? Didn't you have that one week where you was like it was like a good ass week?
Yeah, every week this week has been a good ass week.
That's what I'm saying.
Like I've been making over 50 hours.
That's what I'm saying. That's good for you.
But not gonna
and
change.
I probably make like over 50 hours.
Never
too,
gonna hit 50
and
hours.
And I don't get more.
I'm not hitting 50 hours anymore.
Oh no.
I got switched to Charlotte.
Oh yeah.
I gotta go to work with AG in the mornings now.
Oh, you're gonna be back here?
Yeah.
For how long?
Just till January.
Oh for real?
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit.
Why they switch you back?
Y'all, what y'all doing over there?
Well,
I thought this one was closed now.
Well,
no, it's Oak still Burrow? There. It's,
no, it's the Charlotte one.
It's like, 10 minutes away from my house.
I said like, I thought it was closed now.
No, it's like in the process.
It's because, okay, so like there's two, like there's shit that comes out the machine. There's people who work on that, and then that gets it sent down to the bottom where AG's at, and they like clean it up. They'll grind it more, and they'll like polish it for like final product. But there's only certain things you do. Not everything has to go through that process. But so we don't have that machine at the new plant yet. So it's still here in Charlotte. So they'd have to have that shit in a truck over there. But AG doesn't, like, he be telling me, he's like, some days, like, we just wait for the truck for, like, 5 hours. So we'll just be asleep for 5 hours until it shows up. And they leave at 3. But sometimes there's nothing to do, and they'll leave early. Like, Friday, he left at home by, like, 12. So that's kind of sucks. Because, like, shit, and over here, I get out late. I get home, like, at 4 in the morning. Which kind of sucks, but, I mean, the hours make up for it. So I'm like,
yeah, when the check comes,
I'm like, I don't even care. I don't even give a fuck. But now it's like, yeah, I'm closer to home. It's 10 minutes away, but it's at 4:30 in the morning. But I get out at 3 every day, so I have hella shit to do. Like, Fridays, now I can go out.
You can go to the gym.
Well, like, I was going to go to the gym before. I signed up to the gym last week when we were talking about it on the podcast. No, because we were talking about this last week.
Yeah,
everything.
Not, yeah, no.
But so my whole plan, I had this whole all plan.
Your shit's changed.
Everything just changed the same week, bro. It was some bullshit. And they didn't let me know until, like, Tuesday. They sent a guy over from Charlotte, and they're like, oh, we're going to send two guys over, but they didn't know who yet. And I was hearing rumors it was going to be me and this other guy. Because I live the closest to the Charlotte plant than anybody. Everyone lives over there in Oakboro. They're like 5-10 minutes away from that one.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, everyone lives over there. So it was like, it makes sense my problem was when they first sent a group of guys over there, there's only 6 guys over there. I volunteered. I was like, I want to go. I live 10 minutes away. I would love to do it. But then they were like, no. And now when I don't want to go, I'm so used to this one. They're like, you have to go. I'm like, fuck, bro. Like, that's some bullshit. But I don't mind. I mean, 4:30 in the morning is the only problem because like I'm so used to sleeping at 3 or 4:30 in the morning.
You have to go in at 4:30.
Yeah, we start at 4:30, which sucks, but I mean, it is what it is. The game's a game, you know? I'm calm.
Well, what time are you going to give you getting out? Best,
3. 3's the latest, but AG be telling me they never get out at 3. They always get out early as shit. Some days.
For AG's already been there?
Yeah, AG's been there. He's been there since the beginning. He only did 1 week in Oakboro, and then...
He's been there the whole time?
The whole time he's been there.
This entire time?
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Because that's what he did in Charlotte. He, like, well, he was never grinding. Over here, we grind 24/7.
He wasn't grinding for real.
No, like, actually. I know. AG's been there. AG has a better position, so he doesn't have to grind, which is good because, like, I'm used to grinding now, but fuck, bro. Some days, like, one day I had to grind for 8 hours straight. Like, I didn't get no, I only got a break, but it's like 20 minute breaks, 30.
If y'all don't know what he's talking about, he, like, grind pipes.
Yeah, like, it's like a big ass fucking grinding wheel, like a fucking.
That
other type of grinding.
But yeah, it's like cast iron. You just fucking pass it like Lijas and shit. But yeah, it's fucking annoying because you're standing up, bro. My back hurts like a bitch. I feel like I'm gonna get like you.
Why?
Because you're just standing 24/7.
Oh,
like you never sit down. In Charlotte, we could have because like it was like a different process. But now it's gonna be horrible when we all move back.
A chiropractor.
You did?
No, I'm saying.
Well, he went. He said that shit didn't work.
Bruh,
well, it's because he had the multiple bullshit, sessions bro. Though. How many bruh, sessions did you
bullshit.
Have?
Bullshit.
You probably went to a shitty cat.
You need a witch.
No, I don't. I went twice this time. I went twice this time.
You have
The time before, because I have been like gone before for like, because I had back problems for a while, and then even the other times, like when I went for multiple sessions, bro, all they do is just crack you like one time and then put heat pads on your.
You
back.
Seen that TikTok chiropractor?
That's literally all they do.
Well, it's probably what you needed.
No,
because they check your shit and they need what you, they check like what you need adjusted.
Well, they don't check you. They just you just tell them where it hurts. It's not like they're gonna do an X-ray.
Well, they do X-rays. Yeah. You could pay for an X-ray.
Yeah,
did you?
Yeah, because I had one.
So what was your problem? You had like scoliosis or
no? Because like the bottom of a like of your back is supposed to have a little curve. Mm-hmm. And mine's just like all straight.
Oh fuck!
Mine's like all straight, and that's why he was surprised. He was like, I'm surprised like that you don't have more pain when I have a client that comes in with the back looking like that, like their shit like fucking hurts. But like mine, I mean, it hurts, but I can still like do everything fine, you know? Like I don't like, it's not like I can't do nothing.
You'd be like and packing then, stuff at work, like wrong or what?
No.
Like the boxes?
No, I mean, I think it was just whenever I remember when I first felt it, like I picked up like 2 boxes and then, I picked it up wrong. I didn't do
straight
it with my
back.
Legs.
Yeah.
I didn't do it.
Bro, that's what I was doing when I was tearing up the shit, and I had hella lower back pain. I was
That shit fucked me up. And are then
you,
oh,
no, go ahead.
And then whatchamacallit? Oh, and then another thing that I have is that my hips, the left one is higher than the other one.
Oh shit!
So that's why I be limping sometimes.
Mm. I've never seen you limp.
I've seen him limp.
I don't want you walk.
Because y'all literally clown me. Y'all be like, well, y'all walking like that? Y'all be talking about like I got fucked or some shit.
Y'all literally. That's not a limp.
No, that's a limp.
A limp is like.
No, he's like, he's walking.
It's like a little bit.
He's walking like he's sore.
Oh yeah, like you're sore. Like sore. Yeah. I thought you do that because you don't want to crease shoes. I feel like that's how you walk.
No. Really?
That's how he walks.
No, before he even mentioned.
But that's like the limp because like you walk like you don't like.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't like. I don't know.
Before he even mentioned anything about back problems, I thought he was just because he was sore from work. I mean, not from work, from the gym. That's what I thought. But then he's mentioned the back.
You don't you don't power lift or anything like that, right?
I used to deadlift and
That's really
bad.
Squat.
Yeah, so I heard
yeah, and then I stopped doing that shit.
Squatting's not really bad for your back, is it?
Well, right.
Because it works on your legs.
What? Yeah, well, squatting. When I do it, but if I you feel do it that properly, shit on my back. I feel it on my back. Like just my shit's already fucked up.
You have to make sure you're straight.
And that's why you can't run either because it hurts.
Yeah, that's where it started this year, but I don't know why. I don't know how the fuck. That's so weird because I was literally doing the mile and I was about to finish. And then I was like, but I felt like my leg kind of weird. And I was like, whatever, like, fuck, I was about to finish. I was like, I'm going to just, like, finish my mile. And then I didn't stop. And then after that is when I started feeling like, I don't know, like, this shit, like, hurts, like, now. Like, I began, like,
shin splints?
No, I just,
what is that?
I don't know.
Shin splints? It was, like, right here.
Nah, that's not the
it hurts like when you walk. Oh. Because like it's like you run, you don't run right. Because you know, you're like, there's a certain way to run.
Yeah, your feet, place the way you land your feet.
Yeah, like if you don't run on your heels and shit like that, it hurts. Yeah, I got that.
Like, you have to land on your heel first ankle.
Yeah. I had it this week after running. But, I mean, it went away.
That happens when you like run like flat.
Yeah, flat foot. Yeah. Well, that's how I run because I'm flat footed, so it hurts more when I run. But I've never gotten shin splints until now. But I also told him, like, I told her, I was talking about it, and I was just like, I am so I'm way heavier than before. It's like my body isn't adjusted to like the weight gain that I had.
Mm. Yeah, back then at work, I used to carry everything like wrong, but like straight back.
And yeah, that's because you don't know yet. You have to like, until you get that pain, you're like, okay, I'm doing some shit wrong.
And then my back got fucked. And then that's when I actually like watch how I carry shit at work. Mm-hmm. Now it's a little bit better. But then recently, not too long ago, my shit, ever since you dropped my ass on my birthday, not going to lie. That's when I had like straight back, like my neck, it will hurt.
Your neck.
No, I'm saying
you landed on your head, not your back.
My back hurt too. I'm saying my back hurt, and then but the main issue was my neck. It will hurt when I was like this.
Yeah, you're sore.
Like I don't know.
Yeah, you're sore.
I don't know
because you're not. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It would literally hurt. I couldn't go like. All
bro, needed a neck brace.
Dude, it was bad. But it's like now I'm like I'm barely just recovering about it from it.
Damn, your birthday was a month ago, 2 months ago.
But that's like, I had like slight like back problem, neck problem like for this entire time since my birthday. So I thought it was work, but it might have been when you dropped my ass.
Oh
yeah.
Well, you can't sue me anymore. It's too long.
Yeah, it's too long.
You can't prove it. There's no proof because you work to construction.
There's could a be like, there's a vlog.
Okay, but I could be like there's a I could be like it's at work.
That is not a crazy shit. I was just gonna say that video didn't look that bad, but it looked pretty bad from that video.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. You don't have a GoPro on. It's not like we put a GoPro in your ass, and we should have. That'd been funny if the camera followed me when I tackled you.
that would have been funny.
Bro, I jumped so fucking far, bro. That shit was funny as fuck. I didn't even give a fuck about my jeans or nothing. I just got dirty as shit.
I didn't give a fuck either. I would have been.
But you live there.
No,
I don't.
No, but my clothes got fucked up. That shirt got fucked. Like, it can't be wear it anymore.
Oh, I washed my shirt. Was straight.
It's because I think what it was.
I forgot what shirt you had on. To be honest, what clothes you had on?
But it has like those oil stains. You know the like little watermarks. It looks like a watermark, but it doesn't come off.
Sorry.
You know what I'm talking about?
Sorry, we ain't coming out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And but it's like it's on my shirt all over the back part. And I think it's the I don't know what it was, but because it doesn't come off. I think it was the cake. You know how sometimes the
fondant?
It has like that safety. I don't know what it is, but that
from the candle wax, but maybe but there's no candles on it, was it?
No, but like the because you know how it's like that the cake had like that
fondant.
The thing that they lay on the cake to make the color.
Yeah, fondant.
Is it called fondant?
It's like Play-Doh.
Yeah. I think that has something that like doesn't.
I don't know.
Like an oil, but I don't know.
Because my jersey got fucked up even more than yours, and my shirt was fine.
No, but like
I washed it the next day and it came out perfect.
But yours is white. Mine was black, so like you can see like the little.
Mine's green.
Oh, white and black.
Well, mine's a jersey, so it's different. Yours is cotton.
Yeah,
mine's more like.
Yeah. I don't know, but it's like all fucked up in the back. I can still wear it, but it's like cause
you won't.
No. I wore it yesterday.
Oh, but yeah, you won't wear it out. Like,
but no, I wore it like under my hoodie.
True.
Yeah.
Well, what else has happened?
We were just talking. Josh is going through a new journey now.
We talked about this. Yeah,
he's on that gym journey.
Yeah.
No.
What are you trying to get to, bro? What are you trying to get to? What's your goal?
The goal?
Yeah. What's the goal?
You want to just get swole, or just lose weight, or like just go, just to go,
not
to
just
go?
Be cut.
So you want to lose weight?
No, I want to stay the same weight, just be more cut, more lean.
You have to lose weight.
No, you don't.
Dude.
You don't. I can't lose more weight.
you can't cut without like losing weight.
I'm not cutting. I'm just like transforming because I have a lot of fat in me. Like my fat percentage is pretty high. That's just gonna lose it, but it's gonna become like muscle. Like you know, it's gonna. I might gain more weight.
You just wanna be ripped. Well, not ripped, but like you wanna see the muscle. Mm-hmm. You're not gonna be able to see it. You're gonna have to cut.
Yeah, it's But I'm a cut, but I'm not gonna lose weight because it's gonna be like it's a weird process. Like I look like
this is the max you wanna be basically.
No. Oh, I'm probably going to gain more weight.
That's what I'm saying. You have to gain more weight.
No, I probably am just because like of lifting. Like you gain more weight off of just being stronger.
It's the protein and all that.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm taking hella protein.
You're taking creatine?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah. Oh. Not right now. I don't have it yet. It's coming in like in a couple hours. Oh, Amazon. Yeah. Oh. Amazon. Yeah. I ordered hella shit. I got like, what is that order?
You got that from Sam's Club, didn't you? Yeah, ISO?
No, I got it from... Is it still at Sam's Club?
Pretty sure.
What you be taking? What protein you take?
I got that from Walmart.
I forgot what.
It's on sale at Walmart.
GMC brand?
Yeah.
You get GNC brand?
Yeah, well, that's not. I don't know if it's the GMC brand, but I know I got. I mean, what the fuck is GMC? But I did buy it from GNC.
I don't like the fam ones. The one I had was the GNC brand, and that one was. I heard that was actually pretty good. The one I got.
Although I've tried the ones from Sam's before. But they're just so like.
Never got one from Sam's. I don't even know.
They're just like I don't know. They're just like so shitty to me.
I've never seen protein at Sam's.
I don't know.
The ones I've seen at Sam's, yeah, they look like shitty brands.
There's this one that I've seen. That it's online. You can only get it online. It's a Ochata brand. I mean, Ochata flavor.
I've seen that one.
I need to see the reviews if it's actually like good protein. But the
it's
flavor,
like a bag, right? It's not even.
No. It's a bucket.
It's a bucket. Oh, then this is a different one. I've seen one that's Ochata too, but those are like.
Just protein.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but like, I think when I drink protein, I want it to be like a milkshake. You like smoothies, right? Your protein, that purple shit you had?
Yeah, I guess.
That shit's like fruits.
Well,
like,
you could do a milk, right?
Yeah, because it's cocoa pebbles. I'm not going to get, like, I like chocolate.
Yeah, well,
I'm not going to get like a fruit
smoothie. Because my powder, the one I'm using right now, because I've used the different flavored ones, but the one I have right now is literally chocolate flavored, but I still put fruits in it.
Yeah, you can. It doesn't matter. You can put anything on the fuck. It just as long as you put the protein in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you've been oatmeal. That's what like right for breakfast now.
Yeah, that's what I eat.
That's oatmeal. That's
I be doing that, and then I be making myself like a turkey sandwich, and what is it? What else is it?
A turkey sandwich. What extra mayo?
Oh, and then protein waffles, bro.
Oh, protein waffles.
Yeah, but those shits are busting.
You get the one with the little French pear brand.
Yeah, the bear brand. Yeah. But those shits are
Kodak.
Yeah,
I don't know what they're called.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
a bear on it.
And then, well, that's it. Yeah.
Nice. How much protein do you
I don't know, but it'd be a lot.
Because it has to be like double your weight, right?
Yeah, you have to.
I think it's a gram per weight.
A gram per weight?
Mm-hmm. So, like, how much do you weigh?
150.
So you think 150 grams of protein.
Yeah, a day. That's the. Do you know how hard that is?
Yeah.
That's so hard.
That's why you think like protein bars.
That's
protein,
why like people. That's like people that take like the gym serious. They're like miserable. Because like you have to like. It's so much work. And then you feel like shit probably after.
Expensive.
And that.
You feel like shit, but then you see results and you're like, oh, it's worth it.
Okay, but like in a day, every day?
Look at boxers, bro.
Yeah.
Look at KSI.
Yeah, but they're getting the money with it.
Yeah, they are.
That's like makes it way worth it.
Yeah, you just have to be super disciplined for this type of shit.
Yeah. I used to be hella disciplined.
Hella, bro.
That's when I left the hella weight. Yeah, I used to be hella disciplined. I would go like without. I would get home from work like around 8 and I would still go to the gym.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's what Chris does. Chris be at the gym like till they close.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate doing that. But
yeah, I hate that. Because then your day just work, gym, and then.
As soon as you get home, you're going to fall asleep.
Yeah, like now, since I get off like 3, the latest, I'll go to the gym right after work. And then I'll just go home. I'll get home like 5. Because I only go to the gym for an hour. I don't last long in the gym.
I'll be there for a
minute. I spend like 30 minutes just running, and then the rest is just like lifting. Like, but I don't take long. I don't know how Yannick takes so long.
They go to me. You gotta do your workout. Like, what the fuck?
You gotta get the finish.
Yeah, but I do like 5 exercises and then I run for 30 minutes and I still manage to finish everything.
But what do you do? You mix all your exercises like in one day or
nah,
what?
Like when?
What did you do yesterday?
Wednesday?
Did you go yesterday?
No, I didn't go. It's Friday. Yesterday, Saturday.
Oh fuck!
No, I went Wednesday and Thursday because Friday I go in early, so I didn't have time. I woke up.
What you do those days?
Well, Wednesday was my first day, so I just started. I did all body just to get sore as fuck. So then, like, I didn't have to deal with that again. And I was super so fucking sore, bro. I was so fucking sore. I did leg press, and then I did bicep. What was it? Bicep? Curls? Chest push. Chest press. The machine chest press. Mm-hmm. It was like you literally press.
Oh.
Yeah, I did that, and then I did some other bullshit, and then I just ran. And then the next day I just did like back, because I didn't do back that day. So I just did lat pull downs and then reverse lat pull downs, and then the rowing one, and then single hand rows.
Reverse lat pull downs?
Yeah, well, like in and then out.
Oh, okay.
So, like, uh-huh. You know, and then you do like the rowing ones, like when you sit down, you row, but then you do single hand rows. And then I just curled. I just did like skull crushers and shit, and then the bench rows. And that was it. And then I just ran for fucking 30 minutes. Just
what
2 miles.
What I try to do every day.
Do you not be taking breaks?
Like a minute?
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. You have to take a break.
Not even a minute, probably like 30 seconds.
Yeah, you have to take a break.
Because I feel so awkward just sitting there. I'm just like,
Just get on your phone.
I do, but I look so, because there's nothing doing my fucking phone. And I'm just like, this looks stupid. Let me just start fucking doing it.
You have to take at least like a minute.
Like once I'm at like my last set and my fucking arms are fucking weak as shit and I can't even do anymore, I'm like, all right, let me take like a fucking 2 minute break maybe. But even then, that's just like when I start cleaning up.
You have to let your muscles rest.
Replenish.
Before starting a new one.
Yeah. Do you get hungry after the gym?
Sometimes. Most of the time, yes.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was like, damn, I need some shit to eat. Because I also wake up and I go straight to the gym. So I'm like, fuck, I'm hungry.
What I used to do when I lost hella weight was literally eat breakfast. The breakfast, I would eat like a protein bar or something like that.
That's
it? I would force it down. God, just for breakfast. Yeah. This is when I lost so much weight. And then lunch, I would eat whatever. And then I'll get home, went to the gym. And then I would try not to eat after that. Because what I did, it was a calorie deficit. And then, if I was like starving, like after the gym, I would eat like oatmeal. But if I wasn't starving, I wouldn't eat till the next day. And that's all I did. Yeah.
Bro was anorexic.
Nah. No, I would make sure I eat. I was just in my calories.
You count your calories?
You remember back then you like fucking clown my ass when I talked about calories?
No.
Oh, because I would count my calories.
Never even remember you.
I would eat 2,000 calories a day.
2,000? That's lucky a lot.
No.
Normally it's like, what, like 3K is max that you should be eating?
Depends on your body weight, I think.
Yeah.
Well, depends on your diet. Obviously, if you don't give a fuck, you could eat to like 10K in a day. Well, you never seen like the Sidemen videos? They do like 100K calorie challenges, and in between all of them, they have to eat to get to 100K in one day.
What the fuck?
And they get to like 5, and they're like, bro, this is so fucking hard. Yeah. Like, I don't know how fat people do this shit. And they're literally like, and it can't be liquid. It has to be food. Like, liquid is cheating. Because like, you could fucking, that protein shake probably has like 1,000, like has hella calories in it. Well, actually, I don't know, because it's just milk and...
But
it doesn't? Oh, sorry. Fucking the fuck. But I saw that they're like, because I saw a TikTok of like, if you want to make your calorie, just blend it all the food together and it'll just be easier to drink and you won't get as full. But you'll have all your calories and like everything. You know, I was like, that's disgusting. Just drinking fucking chicken.
Fuck, bro.
I'd throw up. It looks like throw up. But I mean, it gets you to your goal, I guess, if you're that like dedicated type shit. Like juice cleanses and shit like that. Like, fuck, you know? But yeah. That's enough of gym talk, okay, guys? You'll see the progress later on. When me and Admiral start wearing fucking wife beaters and shit with our fucking arms all fucking buff and shit, wearing oil, like bronzer. Like how the fucking weightlifters wear fucking bronzer on their shit.
They get tanned up.
You still don't recall?
Nope. She accepted it?
Mm-hmm.
Just like that?
Bro, I haven't got the motion, bro. You know...
You got that motion?
Now that you lose weight, have you seen like any changes in your DMs? I'm being serious.
It's like lifestyle, just
because.
Boy, I definitely seen change since fucking
when I was fat.
Hell yeah, what the fuck?
Huh?
Since we graduated
after high school, what the fuck? I seen hell of a change from bitches.
I tell him he looks like starting to look like JOP. Yes or no?
No.
No.
You do not look like JOP.
I think he started.
He looks like Gru.
This was. Yo. Well, it was just this motherfucker. And then Carlos told me the same shit the other day.
You know, it's your haircut. Yeah. It's your haircut for sure. Probably, just start wearing Cartier glasses.
And the chin hair.
The goatee. Well, you don't have any chin hair. Does your dad have any like a beard or anything?
Is a beard?
Well, he didn't grow it out, but he can grow one.
Oh,
You still haven't seen his dad, no?
Huh?
You still haven't seen his dad, no?
Never seen your dad. I mean, why would I? When the fuck your dad doesn't come around? Mm-mm. It's not like I go to church. When I see your dad and I go to your job. When did you see his dad?
I seen him once.
In high school?
No. It was here when I was like, I needed some of his tools.
Yeah, for my tools.
I came here. He was here.
Yeah. Was you part of the podcast by then?
Mm-hmm. I was hanging out with y'all.
Oh, yeah.
But.
He wasn't like.
You mean the first time you came, you literally came on the pod?
No.
It was like. It was like one of the first times you ever came with us. You were on.
Yeah,
no, I wasn't.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
you
no,
played
no,
the video.
The
first
never mind. Never
not
mind.
The very first one, but like the first
it
time.
Was one, it was one of the. It was, I think he was wearing. No, he wasn't wearing that one. I don't know, but it was like we just told him to fucking. We just told him like get on, And then I remember telling him, like, damn, your wish came true, bro.
What, you wanted to?
No. I would make the joke that he wanted.
I would always say that.
You're using us to get on the podcast.
Yeah, he would always fucking say that.
I would always say that. It's true, bro.
Well, yeah. Well, I was saying that because, like I saw the podcast with Kevin when he went on Sweet Talks. And they were asking him because, like, he lost hella weight. And they were like, have you noticed any changes? Like, bro, he's like, the most baddest bitches I never even imagined are in my DMs. And now you see he's with that one girl.
Yeah, with the bro,
the BBL girl.
Yeah. The one does, like, those. She's so ugly.
But
she's ugly.
I feel like the skinnier one's uglier.
The
skinnier one is uglier.
I don't know your job, but that's why I think that she's not ugly, bro.
For real? Yeah. You think she's cuter?
Yeah.
The skinnier one. Because you know there's two of them?
Yeah.
No.
She's the bigger one. Well, not bigger. She's just thicker. But, like, for Kev, like, that's a W.
Yeah.
Bro. That's a W for him, bro.
Yeah. Yo.
Damn. Hey, no matter what she got, I mean, we accept all type of BBLs, you know. We're not gonna body shame. Right. That's bad. We're not body shaming. Except for guys.
Is that body shaming?
Yes, you're making fun of their body.
No, because they're
It's so fucking that definitely is body shaming.
That's body shaming.
What's a BBL? It's not real.
Well, I don't know.
You think it's plastic?
No, but it's fat. It's the fat. It's the fat. I know.
So that's still their body. It's not like they added fat.
Nobody gets the fucking plastic ones no more, no?
Implants?
Yeah.
And then
I feel like everybody just
BBL's a new wave.
Yeah.
Cause a fucking implant on your butt looks like a balloon.
Yeah.
Chicka pop. But I don't know. But yeah, that's that. You haven't noticed anything?
Did the timer go off?
It did.
I think I started too late.
Cut.
Alright, we're back here with Bowser.
Excuse his little chewing ice thing.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize till you said it.
How did you not realize that?
I've heard it, but I was like thinking nothing.
My boy was fucking topping.
Everybody was listening. He's like,
fucking chowder. Oh, the alarm just went off. Well, yeah, we're back. It's fucking 30-minute things for the camera. So dumb, bro. We need to get some bullshit to fix it.
Yeah.
Like an app for your phone. Apparently, I don't know how to connect to my phone. It doesn't work. Some bullshit. But yeah. Anyways, what are we talking about? Oh, about, yeah. So you haven't seen, like, your weight loss? Well, you don't post your weight loss.
Well, no, I don't. But he said, like, he, I said, like, since I've graduated, that's when I lost weight. And I definitely have seen a change in talking to girls. I like girls that, like, you know.
Hey, yo, the
what's the ratio?
The ceiling has risen.
Yeah.
Like, definitely. Your league, your pool game is like, you know, your pool is up.
It's way more.
You got a higher pool now.
What's the, not the ratio, but, like, is it more girls DMing you or you DMing girls and you just succeed? Or is that equal?
That's pretty even, to be honest.
That's good.
Bop way up. Hey, you can think of,
because he could easily just been DMing girls and he's just like, you know.
Yeah, I just fail.
No, yeah, like, he get, no, like,
who's this fat boy in my fucking DMs? Fuck out of here.
Nah, yeah.
Jigglypuff.
With, like,
what was that? Yeah, it's pretty even.
Hey.
I'd say.
One girl DMs him, one girl he responds to. That's it. Hey, bro, as long as the ratio is even, that's fine. Don't matter what the fucking amount is, bro. You're good. But yeah, it is coming up to Christmas. Or not Christmas, Friendsgiving. Oh, Thanksgiving. But yeah, I was thinking Friendsgiving. Can we do that shit next week? Because it's about to be fucking Thanksgiving in 2 weeks. And the only time we'd have to a time to have
and
one.
What do you want to do?
What do you mean? What I
like just a Friendsgiving?
Yeah.
Oh.
What are we gonna do?
Like just get drunk here and eat. Like we could make a ham.
He can't drink, but we can drink.
You can drink. What do they usually drink at?
You want me to get those non-alcoholic Coronas for you?
Oh hell.
That's even worse. It's just carbs.
Yeah, I don't even know what's on it. I actually want to try it. The fuck it tastes like.
Maybe that can be the only day you can drink. But come on. It's just one day out of your five.
Where you want him to drink? Christmas or?
I'm probably going to drink for Christmas because I'm telling you my cousin's coming.
Yeah, it's coming from New York.
Oh.
I'm probably already going to drink for them.
Yeah, but once it hits 12 o'clock on New Year's, that buddy is taking a shot.
Yeah.
Because he said till New Year's.
Yeah, I wanted to wait till next year, but.
Next year is January 1st, bro. You're downing a fucking bottle. Not a bottle, maybe a buzz ball. Something.
A bottle. I gotta make up for all this.
What's the whole point then?
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Friendsgiving, you can drink, but there's really, you can't drink just to drink. You have to drink to either get fucked up or nothing.
What?
No. Because, I mean, because there's no point of him like giving up drinking and then he's gonna drink that one day, but he's not gonna get drunk.
That's true.
Like, if he's gonna drink that one day out of his whole little deficit.
Fucked up.
Okay, Well, just get to, it's your house, dumbass. You can fucking get fucked up. You're gonna sleep there or here. It doesn't matter. But just don't get like throw up shit. You know what I'm saying? Like get to a lit.
Don't black out.
Get lit.
Yeah, don't black out.
But yeah, like you know, like I can make a ham and some mashed potatoes and some. Well, I don't know what you eat on Thanksgiving. What do you guys eat on Thanksgiving? Do you eat
tamales?
What? Okay, we're not making that. The fuck? I don't eat tamales on Thanksgiving.
You don't?
I eat for Christmas, not Thanksgiving. I eat ham. Like, I eat white people food, but it's good. The fuck? I like ham. I don't like turkey. I've never had turkey.
Ham is good.
I like
ham. Ham is so good.
Yeah, I like both. I like
mashed potatoes.
I eat like, mashed potatoes, gravy.
The bread rolls. Or garlic
the
bread.
Hawaiian bread. No, the Hawaiian bread. Oh, yeah, that one's good. That Hawaiian bread is so good.
I don't know what else people can bring.
I can eat a lot of those.
But you know, everyone brings something. A couple bottles, you know. Have a good time. Yeah. But are girls allowed or what?
No. Just kidding, I guess.
Well, it'd only be Christina, her, and Kathy, and
whoever you want to invite.
Okay,
and whoever you want
to invite. Oh, you want to invite a lot of people?
No, what the fuck?
I thought it was just Friendsgiving. It's just friends. Us core, and then like Alex, maybe. And like, I don't
Famoso?
Know. Yeah, Famoso. And maybe Pesina. And then maybe Papo. Then we'd have to invite Papo.
Yeah.
Because we're already inviting his two brothers. It'd be fucked up if we don't invite him.
No, we fuck with Papo. It's not like we
and Carla? If she won't show up. Carlo, you won't even fucking show up. We'll invite you. You won't even come.
It didn't.
Mm-mm. Well, she came to my birthday party, but yeah, it was a 5-minute cameo.
5 minutes, bro.
Yeah.
Hey,
it was because of you. Because you are dead. That's what she looked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably got no one to blame but yourself.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but you took a shower with her.
I think we... I think it was three.
It's on your spam.
No. There wasn't no... It was just a picture of us. We didn't take a shot. Yeah.
You take a shot?
No.
I don't think so.
Did it wasn't a video. It was a picture of us.
Did we take a shot?
I don't know.
I don't remember either.
You're already drunk too.
No.
You weren't drunk?
That day I didn't really want to drink. I only started drinking because... Pesina.
Yeah, he had a bunch. Same with Alex. Alex didn't want to drink, and then as soon as fucking Aaron got here, this is
my. I was like, come on.
Those two were the first people here.
No, because they left. You remember?
Yeah,
they came back after. That's when I started. And I was already fucked up when he came back. Yeah,
he was gone.
He was talking to you.
He was knocked over there sleeping.
Oh well, homie.
Oh man,
there's always next year. There's always next year, guys. There's always next birthday.
Let's see if it happens the same thing.
I'm gonna be old, bro. I'm getting gray hairs now, bro. All
right, buddy.
I'm dead ass.
You just stressing?
What? I don't stress at all.
You don't.
I have nothing to stress about. Like money doesn't. I don't really get stressed.
Oh,
about
I was
money.
Gonna say you have a lot of stress about, but
I don't really. I don't get stressed out about money at all. I do not give a fuck.
Yeah, but yeah, I never said how about my story about yesterday at the mountains.
Oh yeah, why the fuck did we interrupt you?
Did we?
Yes, you were talking about it. Then we just.
No, I started talking about the gym after, I think.
Yeah,
because you're like at work and I. Oh, well, so how was the mountains? You went with Alan.
He went yesterday.
I went with
Alan. Without inviting me.
Crowder's Mountain.
Crowder's. Yes.
Without inviting me, I was home all day, bro.
Yeah, that's tough, buddy.
Next time, invite and then I'll.
Bro,
let you know.
I was so fucking tired.
You'd invite him. He's like, no.
For real, I feel like I would have gone.
No, I would have gone.
How
yesterday.
Early did you go?
I would have went.
How early did you go?
We left like at 8:30.
That's not bad.
I would have went though.
That's where I get my haircuts. Like, oh, that Crowder's boy. Kings Mountain. Yeah, Kings Mountain. It's like near there.
But, yeah, there's this little boy, bro. Okay, first of all.
Yo, boy.
First of all.
What's his age?
What you call it? That shit, bro, if I didn't go to the gym, I would not have made that shit, bro.
Oh, you hiking? Bro,
yeah, that shit was so fucking. It's a couple tiring, miles.
What shoes were you wearing?
Yeah.
It also depends on the shoes you wear.
I was wearing my Supreme Vapor Max or whatever the fuck. Oh. Yeah, those ones. And then
not Vapor
Maxes. Or I don't know what Air they're Maxes. Fuck, yeah, whatever the fuck they're called.
They're and like the pulses.
You need to get some hiking shoes. Some hiking sneakers. Boots. No, the sneakers.
He only goes hiking once, that's bro. He doesn't need a yeah, fucking. He's not gonna go
again. What the fuck?
Bro's not an outdoors.
But yeah, we only took like two breaks and during the whole thing. I know if we wouldn't go to the gym, bro, I would have took way more breaks because I was like fucking that shit was tiring. And then
who'd you go with? It was just y'all two?
Yeah, because we were supposed to. Well,
aw, little date.
No, because fucking. well, never mind. Anyways,
what? No,
you can't just start it and then not.
Anyways, what you call it? Then there's this little boy. He was like, they were just like, he was with his family or whatever. And then we were like kind of together during the whole hike. We weren't with him, but like they were just like near us, right? Uh-huh. bro, that little boy was fucking dying, bro. It was his, it was like his first time like hiking, and then bro, his dad was being like a dickhead, bro. He was like, he was like done. He couldn't go anymore, and he was like wanted to throw up. And then his dad was like, "If you're gonna throw up, hurry up and do it. I got shit to do." I was like, "Damn, bro, that nigga was a bitch." And then that towards the end, and he was like, his dad was like, what size casket you think we gonna need for him?" He was like just making fun of him the whole time. This motherfucker was crying.
They were what, Hispanics? Oh, they're white? Mm-hmm. They were saying that shit.
Yeah.
How old was he? Or like around like where he looked?
Probably like 7, 9.
He was young. Mm-hmm. Young side.
Fuck no. I could not take my little brother. He's
yeah, and then they told him to take off his his jacket, and he had like a whole bunch of shit on because I guess he like thought it was gonna be really cold, and he was like, "That's why you're overheating because you have so much shit on." And he had like a beanie.
They probably
like,
dressed him up. There's the one that dressed him up. You can eat all like, what the fuck you wearing on this?
Dressed him. But yeah, then he had to take some off, and then like he just had like he just left one little sweater on, and then yeah, we ended up passing them because he was like they had to keep waiting for him.
Damn. Should have carried him, bro, on your back.
Facts. Forrest Gump type.
Mm. And then that was it. Was pretty. I mean, after that, we just came.
When did y'all decide to go?
Yeah. When did y'all plan this? Or was it just like a
surprise? The day before, and you're like, "Fuck it, let's go to the."
Nah, it was like
you chose like the worst day to go to because it was like raining and shit.
Yeah, but it stopped like around 10.
It didn't look all gloomy. It didn't look like good.
There you go.
He texted me like at Tuesday or Wednesday. And he was like, "What do you do now since you don't drink alcohol?" And then I was like,
"Why? Jack off."
I don't know. I was like,
there's like nothing else to do. That's
I
what you're
to the gym and work. And I was like, I play Fortnite, but I don't need to play Fortnite. But
fucking lie, you didn't have an Xbox.
I have a PlayStation.
Yeah, bitch.
Oh, I have a PlayStation and an Xbox, buddy.
I thought you gave the Xbox to,
yeah, Mickey? To Ooh. Fucking Alan.
To Alan? Oh, he
gave
it back.
No, I didn't give it to him, but he's
using borrowed it.
Yeah, he's still using it.
Because Frank had it at one moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then Frank bought his own. Yeah. He bought the new one. Because you had the old one.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I had the Fortnite edition.
Oh, shit.
No, but you had the X.
I don't fucking know, bro.
I don't know the new
one. The S. The new one's the XS. I don't fucking know
what
you have.
I just said one that's him.
Yeah, the old one. Not the new gen. It's not the new gen.
I sold mine.
Because you don't have a PS5. You don't have, yeah, you have a PS5.
I'm going to get a PS5 when GTA 6 comes out.
Oh yeah.
They're releasing the trailer this
week.
No, oh, December.
Right? Oh, no, yeah.
December.
Yeah, oh, really?
It's like early December. So, I mean, like, that could only be 1 week or two.
Mm. Yeah, I'm probably going to get a PlayStation when that shit comes out.
Why don't you get an Xbox?
I want a PlayStation just to play Spider-Man.
We all have Xboxes. Why would you get a PlayStation?
I don't give a fuck.
Why would he want to play with y'all, bro?
Right.
You can play by yourself.
There's
in the world.
There's crossplay, huh? You can play crossplay, yeah, no?
I don't think GTA is crossplay.
I don't know. But the point is that PlayStation is better. So
how? Name. All of us have Xboxes then?
Yeah.
But he
Why did you have both then?
Yeah, I'm just so I could fucking play with y'all sometimes, lame ass motherfucker. But I prefer my PlayStation.
Well, too bad. No one plays PlayStation. So who the fuck are you gonna play with, lonely fuck?
It would make sense if you like, because you wanted to play like a PlayStation exclusive.
I'll just play both. I'll just buy both again.
Oh, okay, then do that. I mean, the Xbox is only $300.
I want to play the
PlayStation's like $6.
I want to play Spider-Man 2. Whoa.
Oh yeah, I saw the gameplay. It's okay, but I don't like playing story mode games.
You don't?
Nah.
I love story.
I don't play that much into it. I just play like FIFA.
I used to watch a lot of like, because I didn't. There's a certain time I didn't have a console, and I would watch a lot of gameplay.
Yeah, same.
Rad
same.
Brad.
Oh,
his name?
No.
Who you watch first?
Like the Sidemen.
Oh,
they all play video games. I just watch all their videos. I was like, fuck, I want to. Like, I'd always like, I like FIFA, so I'd always watch FIFA videos. Like,
back then,
I want to play FIFA, and then I bought my own.
You used to watch a lot of the Sidemen. Oh my fuck!
Why does it do that?
Cause it's hot. It's because it's connected to the screen. I think just disconnected from the TV then. The camera's overheating and it's only been 40 minutes in. But yeah, guys, we're back. Angel's still standing up. But yeah, the camera overheated. I don't know why, but hopefully we fixed it now and it doesn't overheat for the next like 20 minutes or the next 30, hopefully. But yeah. Buddy. But yeah. What are we going to talk about?
Did I get you?
What are you looking for?
Oh, I got yours.
His dumbasses are right there. Fucking idiot. You're such an idiot.
So, Josh, how was your week?
Yeah, how was your week?
He was crying at us like.
I didn't say that. Y'all were talking about.
He was crying. Yeah, like, why you don't ask me how?
He was hella hurt.
He was like, why you don't ask me how?
Well, now that you asked, you know. Let's see. I just worked there.
And I heard you had Sunday league today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me and Frank just came from Sunday league, but Frank isn't here because he's a bitch. Yeah. Well, we lost.
You scored.
Won. Yeah, I scored though, but yeah, we lost.
Was it a banger? Yeah. Or was it like a, you know, a shitty goal?
Did it sound like it was?
Don't lie either. Goal. Was it like a sweaty goal?
Well, no. It's like okay. So like, let me paint you a picture right quick. Okay. So like, the winger came in. I don't even remember really, but like the winger came in. He dropped it back to like the center back was up top playing like fucking Cam, and then I was playing right wing, so I shifted back to top of the box, and then they just passed it to me. Yeah, bottom corner. That was it. I was like top of the box. I was inside, but yeah, it was like right at the beginning because we were losing 2-0 at the half. So then once we started, and then me and Frank came in because we got there late. But then yeah, we scored like right away. So we're like, oh, maybe we might win this, but I don't
know, you bro. And Frank,
yeah, me and Frank showed up like.
No, but you and Frank scored.
No, just me. Oh. We lost 3-1, but nah, because this dude fucking elbowed me in the fucking face. Some old ass dude, bro.
You fight him?
No, because I was like, well, it didn't hurt, like, you know, like, because I was like on him, like, I'm hella physical when we play, so I was grabbing the fuck out of him, and he just fucking like threw a whole ass fucking elbow that shit hit me in the face. I was like, what the fuck? And like the ref didn't say shit, and I was just like, what the fuck?
So you went up to like, be like, yeah, ref.
No, yeah, because like it was already foul, and then he just did that. So I was like, what the fuck? And I went up to that nigga. I was like, what the fuck's wrong with you? And I'm looking at like for the refs, the niggas don't calling shit. And I was like, what the fuck is happening here? Like, did they not just see what happened? And then she said she could hear it like when he hit me, like, because this shit was loud. Oh, like, damn. His elbow hit me like right in my fucking mouth. Like, you could hear the contact. I was like, what the fuck? But nah, like, I wasn't gonna lose my head yet. But
L-ref,
I was
so, that shit
made me piss the entire game though. Cause I was like, what the fuck? Like, I just wish I had an opportunity like just to hit that nigga, but it didn't come. It didn't happen. I didn't see him after.
I would have just tackled him. Ran around.
He kind of avoided me the rest of the game.
Oh,
like
pussy.
He was like he because he knew
felt like you're gonna like get him. Like,
oh, absolutely, I was gonna fucking 2-foot him in the chest. But
the ball was over there. He's yeah, over there, you just tackled
off the ball.
No ball.
Yeah, I tried to hella. Like every time I saw the ball, I'd run up to him, but he'd already passed it away. I was like, fucking bitch. Like he lucky, because I would have easily fucking. I've done the same shit back, but
he would have left with crutches. Ain't that right?
But yeah, I mean, we lost, but it's okay. It's what it is. It is what it is. Sunday league. The season's over though. So we 1-1. So we'll take it.
Yeah, I heard.
What are you listening to?
Alright, bro.
Bro, nothing's that important, bro, to be you listening to a fucking voice memo right now.
See, right, we're gonna take a moment.
Look at fucking Abner not paying attention.
I know.
To me, bro.
Let's take a moment.
Hey, because this is soccer. That's why I don't give a fuck about soccer, bro.
Well, maybe you shouldn't. You won't be fat.
No, bitch. I just don't give a fuck about soccer. Ooh, bitch.
He's a more of a basketball man.
Bro, yeah, because he's the ball.
I could be a ball in soccer too.
Yeah, dumbass. So
there's a ball in soccer. Donut. So
the basketballs are bigger.
L joke.
Basketballs are bigger.
L joke.
Basketballs are
L
bigger.
L joke.
And they're bouncy.
L joke.
You're like Kirby. Huffing and puffing. Like a fatty. But nah, yeah, that was pretty much it, and I'm here.
And then talking about and then Christmas coming up, not.
Yeah, Christmas is coming up, and we bought a tree.
He bought a tree.
I bought a tree because right now the deal there's deals. It's like 50% off on trees, and yeah, I bought them from Target.
We're gonna have it right behind us, right?
Guess how much, Abner?
Oh yeah,
6.5. So it's a 6 feet and a half. So six.
I don't even know how much a normal one costs because I've never.
They're
bought
fucking actual, expensive. Yeah, you don't have Christmas trees in your house?
No, we don't sell. Well, we don't never decorate.
Oh,
but we gotta celebrate.
No, we don't celebrate holidays.
Why is that?
Well, because it's religion.
Really?
We don't celebrate any holiday. Yeah.
He's Christian. What do you think, it was Jewish?
No. I'm saying like, but Christian is. I don't think Christian.
It's a certain type
there's
of Christian.
There's like a different. Oh. There's different types of Christian.
There's like Pentecostals, Baptists.
Yeah.
I don't know. Evangelios.
Oh.
Presbyterians.
And which one are you?
He doesn't even know. Oh. He doesn't even know.
You just know you don't celebrate.
Yeah.
Not even Thanksgiving?
We just get together.
That's like a normal day for them.
Yeah.
We just get together. No.
It's a normal
not
day.
Like that, bitch, but.
No, yeah, like it's a normal
just,
day.
We
like
just
you
get
don't
together and just no, get, thinking, eat, thinking, get food.
Yeah.
No, that's
I mean, that's what Thanksgiving is. No I mean, one, yeah. You're not going to fucking pray to the fucking pilgrims. Come on. That's nothing to do with religion.
Yeah, it's not like nothing like crazy.
So do you believe in Jesus?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you celebrate his birthday on Christmas?
I don't know, bro.
But you're not even religious anymore, so you can celebrate this year.
Okay.
So you want to be invited to our parties?
Bruh, you act like I wasn't there last year or whatever y'all did.
You know what you should do?
We didn't do anything for Christmas last year.
I was going to say, never mind.
We didn't do anything for last year Christmas.
We filmed.
We didn't. That was New Year's.
Well,
no, we had a little Christmas tree.
Okay, well, what are you going to do this year? You're talking about celebrate.
We got your family parties if you want to come eat. Usually just go.
Oh, you're talking about Thanksgiving.
I mean, we can just make food.
I'm saying
also,
Christmas, and then not Thanksgiving.
We give each other gifts, but like we don't make it like a big deal. Like
we don't either,
bro. I don't know, bro.
Do you dress up?
Damn.
To sit in the living room?
What do you mean dress up?
For Christmas. You know, dress up? Like when you have family over? Like,
yeah, oh, like, I mean, I do because like I like looking presentable.
Oh, but like your sister wears a dress or some shit or not?
No, what the fuck? What? We dress up like
normal.
Like if we were going out type shit.
Well, you never heard like those room like those like jokes that are like, oh, for Christmas you just like everyone like puts on a fucking suit just to sit in the fucking couch. Yeah. In the living room. Like that's all they do for Christmas. People do. White people, I mean, they be in pajamas all day. But yeah. So what? So guess about the tree. Get this tree. Guess the amount I paid. It's going to be surprising.
Just say a number, bro.
Say a number.
You're thinking about
like 180. I don't fucking no, not 180, but like 100 or 80 around there. I don't know.
No.
All right, guess. Now tell me.
$30.
$30.
It's on sale. That's why I bought it.
How much was it supposed to be?
Like over 100.
For sure.
Because I went to Target last week and I saw the trees. I was like, oh, and that's where I got the idea. That's why I texted us about Christmas. 6 feet's
pretty small.
Six and a half, 7 feet.
That's pretty.
6'5". 6'6".
That's pretty short.
Yeah, but I mean, it's perfect because it's going to be in camera right here behind you.
Yeah.
It's pretty want a fucking 10-foot tree like in
I'm
the mall.
Saying, yeah, I'm saying, but like, that's like a short for a little tree. For a tree
but. Yeah. But no, there was trees like on sale for like, what, like $70? Yeah. Trees are expensive.
Yeah, trees are expensive. Especially when it hits like December.
Yeah, that's why they're on sale right now.
But then they get cheap again after December. In January, they start getting cheap again.
Yeah.
So now that's when everybody starts getting shit. Because my family, they always start getting shit after December.
To have it ready for the next year. Yeah. Oh, yeah. When they go on sale.
Yeah.
Same thing with Halloween. Like after the day after Halloween, like all costumes are 50% off.
Yeah, and get them for next year.
And we didn't buy any.
You want to get the? You know how everybody freaks out over the big ass skeleton? You know what I'm talking about? No. That one they sell in Home Depot.
Oh, like inflatable?
No. Like a huge fucking skeleton. Like it's like probably like I'm gonna say like 20 feet. You ever seen that? You seen that? Yeah. See.
Where the fuck do you put that?
Like outside. It's like a decor. And I'm saying like every
inflatable.
No, it's like a. Like a decor, like you had to put a piece of
be part of piece. Oh, I've never seen that.
Yeah, like everybody freaks. Ever since they announced that, like people were going like lines, like outside Home Depot,
for real?
Just to get it. Yeah.
The fuck.
Yeah, I'll show you. It's like 20 feet high. It's like a big ass skeleton.
Oh well, no, but yeah, everything is on sale right now. So like the Christmas lights are like $1 for like the 50 feet ones.
The what?
The Christmas lights. Oh. They're $1 for 50 feet. Okay. That's cheap as shit. That's what I'm telling you. That's what you said, right? Yeah. See. That's why I'm gonna buy it. But I told her, but I said, I was like, I wanna make a vlog of us decorating the studio for Christmas. So I'm gonna have everything, but we're not gonna be like, I'm not gonna put it up yet because that's for the vlog.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can, what's it called? On the vlog, we just go like look for ornaments and shit to put on, like random ass ornaments.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And then what else do we need for like Christmas? Like a wreath? Mm-hmm. Why are you saying, Oh, can we get stockings? And everyone has like a letter of our name.
I was gonna say, but I don't know if that can work with five of us. Secret Santa and for the pod, would that work with five people?
Yeah.
No, it's not even.
But everyone just has to get a different name. What do you mean?
Someone won't. There won't be enough. Like,
what? It's gonna work, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, but like,
it doesn't matter.
There'll be one person who doesn't get a name.
Somebody has to sign it for us. With that
Nick, name. Bro, what? Everyone's always gonna have a name. What do you mean?
No, because like, say you got Frank. And Frank got him, and then you got me, and then I got Chris, and then who would Chris have? Because everyone already got somebody.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Would it work with five people?
We did it last. Yes, it's still gonna work.
We did it last year. We did it last year, but with like the other friend group.
Yeah, I know.
But that was more people.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but it was still uneven. We thought it was gonna work, and then we just had to keep going until someone didn't repeat themselves. Yeah. It's gonna work. Oh.
Yeah. But I'm saying include them. Include everybody, like all the guys, all of no money,
oh, okay, then that will work
even because that'd even be better. Because like
it's even better, yeah. Because like, if one person gets leaked, then they know everything. Everybody with us,
yeah.
If you already find out who, like say like
yeah, y'all gotta fucking you can shut your mouths this year for real. Bro. Okay,
but listen,
well, last year Frank thought he knew everyone.
Yeah, and I thought I knew too. Then they
but y'all didn't.
Yeah, no.
Because so didn't, right? I didn't open my mouth.
You get a map for no reason.
For real. For real. But listen. Because I don't know if you've ever seen like the Sidemen. Every Christmas they do a Secret Santa video. Like they just all get together and they open all the, they all give them each other presents.
We should do that.
But they do like, but there's a certain limit of money, you know?
I wish I hope I get Abner. You know, this one guy got Chris last year. You know what he got him?
Like a fitted? Oh, no, babe shirt.
He got a babe shirt. I'm like, damn. He did me wrong because he walked up to me. he's like, psych bitch. And he gave
it. Exactly. We can have everyone here on the pod and then we'll gift exchange and then we'll do a Secret Santa video.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, now I'm going to go off on y'all gift just so I know.
I hope I get there.
So they can be like, damn, Abner's like a good friend, you know?
And then,
he
did it with Chris. And then whoever gets Abner gives him the shittiest gift. Give him a dildo. Yeah. But yeah. So yeah, look out. We have more content coming. And then yeah,
we didn't do nothing last year.
No, we didn't, because we were all broke. This year, I mean, we're still broke, but yeah. But yeah, Danny Lux is coming next week. So why don't you guys want
to
go?
And then we have to DM both of them.
Yeah, Eddie just dropped the song. What the fuck? That skeleton?
Yeah.
I've never seen that shit.
And people are reselling it for, it's 12 foot. People are reselling it for like 700, 600. Because it sells out. It's like,
I don't see anyone even decorate their house for Halloween this year.
I saw one house. To be honest, I really didn't see that many this year.
I saw one house, and that's it. Well, it's dying down. You think eventually it's going to like,
nobody. Because people steal shit. If you have shit in your yard, they're going to come and rob you.
That's where you live, buddy.
I don't even have a yard to fucking decorate. True. I park there.
Yeah.
But I'm saying like you live on the side of the street. Like people could easily just, it's not like you're
nobody. We never get trick or treaters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause you're on the fucking main road.
Yeah. So.
No, but no, it's like, they have to do that whole wall just to
they would not steal shit from me.
Yeah, they wouldn't.
We have never had like no type of problem here.
You've been missing a mailbox a bunch of times.
Okay, that's just because motherfuckers don't know how to drive in that corner over there. But that's it. It's not like they like get out of the car to take it. Like you could tell that they
all like this mailbox.
You could tell that they get on my grass. Like they get out of the lane
on the sidewalk.
Yeah, and they run it over.
They gotta be drunk as shit for that.
I didn't realize. Did you have a mailbox now?
Yeah.
Oh, I actually never looked at it.
You put it in like the day after.
I never noticed actually.
Yeah, I remember calling one time he was building it.
Oh.
But yeah. What was I gonna tell you? Is the camera still on? Okay, thank God. But yeah, update on my bet from last week. I lost.
Nobody cares.
Fucking loser.
But I'm a dumbass. I put the wrong bet on. I thought I had a different bet.
What do you mean?
Because I thought it was just for Liverpool to score any time. But really, it was only Liverpool to score. They were losing 1-0, and then they ended up scoring. And I was like, yes, I won. And at the end of the game, I looked. I was like, fuck, I put the wrong bet. And I lost $35. So now I'm back to zero.
Why am I? You lost how much? 35?
Well, it was free 35. Because I got it from a free play.
Oh.
So I already had like a free 35, and I won that 35 like off another bet. So I had 35 in my account, and I bet it all. And I lost it all. So I never really, nothing ever came out of my account. But it was just a free 35 I lost. Like, could have been more. Could have been 60, 70 if I put the right bet on. But
what about
fumble? Yeah,
I saw that. I don't know if it's real, but I saw that Israel and Palestine are playing together. Was it like a World Cup qualifying thing, or that's not real?
How the fuck would I know?
I don't know.
I don't fucking pay attention to any of that shit.
What, international?
No, fucking Israel and Palestine. I don't know if they fucking play. I probably could find it, but. When did you see that? Like recent they're going to play?
Like this week I saw something
about it. The international game is this week. It's international break.
Is it?
It is international.
I saw a TikTok this dude was going to, I don't know if it's real, but I saw this dude, he said he's going to bet on it. That he's going to bet like there's going to be like seven, like six yellow cards, like all this shit.
Well, no, they're not going to play. Because Israel's, they play in Europe. They're qualifying for the Euros, even though Israel's not in Europe. It's in Middle East.
It's not real.
It's Asia. No.
Oh, okay.
They are playing this week.
I saw
Israel is playing this week, but they don't play with Palestine because Palestine is playing in the Asian qualification. Israel played Kosovo, something like that, and Switzerland and shit like that. But yeah,
it's not that good because the water leaks.
For real?
It's from Walmart.
Yeah, get this one. I got some Target.
This is lame ass sticker.
It was from one of my shirts that came.
Yeah, you're lame.
Yeah. Oh, it was literally it came with that shirt that I wore for my birthday. That one that got fucked up.
Yeah, you're lame.
Yeah. Okay. Shut up, bitch.
I remember that one. But yeah, look, it's almost 1 p.m. and I'm at my 1 p.m. goal.
Oh, you have one of those? You're so lame, bro.
I drink like three of these during work, bro. I fucking piss so much. And I think you're supposed to drink one. Right, I think one is like enough, but I drink like three. Just because like, I feel like once you drink water, like you get more thirsty.
I feel like it's just you drink because you have it there and you don't.
I don't know. Because I used to have water bottles too, but I never drink them. But now it's like, I'm thirsty. I need water.
Oh. For me, I think it's just, cause like for me, ever since I bought this, like I would just drink it because I have one there. I'm, you know.
I don't know. Maybe it's
let that. Let me hydrate myself, you know.
Hydrate. Yeah,
that's what you said.
You said hydrate.
No, yeah, said hydrate. You did say it weird. You said it weird.
Whatever.
L U. But yeah, guys. I bought a blender.
Oh, he got a Ninja one. I might get one too.
He has 80 bucks. Yeah. 60, 70 bucks. Yeah.
For that cheap?
Yeah. Blends well. You didn't see any lumps, did you?
He has the same one.
You have the same one?
Same one, right?
I don't know.
It's a little cup one.
I don't know. No, I don't think so. I think mine's different.
Well, it's a little cup one. That
a little bit different. Yeah, but I have the same cup thing.
It might be like a different.
Yeah, I think it's like a different bottom like part, old, but it's like the same. Like
older one.
Is it Ninja?
Yes.
Oh, maybe it is the same then. Oh, fucking.
Or is an older one maybe?
Oh, I still haven't given y'all things.
Yeah, the shot cups. I was thinking about it because I was looking at the shot cups. I'm going to ask you, like, where the shot cups at?
What shot cups?
His mom brought some.
Yeah, my mom brought y'all some.
Is it Salvador ones?
Yeah.
Oh, we got some last year. Puta.
I could go get them right now.
We got some last year.
But
does she have an air fryer?
I don't know, bro. I did not look, bro.
You didn't ask?
No, Pookie. I did not ask.
I got a meal prep.
He's trying to get every chance he gets to mention meal prep. You're like Chris now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Chris drinks like a fucking, like he never quit. Look at him right now,
bro. Is he going to stop drinking?
No.
What do you think he's doing right now?
I don't drink as much as him. He goes out like Friday, Saturday, Sunday to drink. I only go Saturdays.
No, he don't.
When do I ever drink?
I said, no, he don't.
Yes, he does. Last Sunday, remember he was at the bar with fucking Edgar?
Actually,
and then Friday, he was at Monday night with Edgar.
Yeah, yeah, you think he's still asleep?
And now he's on a trip in Texas drinking like a motherfucker?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Come on, bro.
Come on, Chris. We're flopping right now. Mm-hmm. You're not on your gym grind, buddy.
Facts, he's been gone since
when? You think he's still sleeping?
It's 2 hours behind.
Oh, behind? Oh, then he is for sure sleeping.
Yeah, it's like 11 over there. I don't know. Check locations. He had a house?
It looks like he's at there.
I think they fly back today.
Oh, for real?
It's a Sunday.
No, I think they come back tomorrow. What's the 19th?
The 19th?
Oh, wait, no, not the 19th. He told me the day.
Today's the 12th.
He told me the I always forget that.
Why, you got to go feed the dogs?
What?
Oh, never mind. His sister's over there.
I always forget I have him as this. And then I could never find his contact.
Oh, the folder?
Yeah. the 13th. He's coming back tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. He's still at the house.
Yeah, it looks like it's never been beat.
But yes, guys, that's the update of our week. You know, I'm calm. Nothing crazy. But yeah, remember when we talked about the death shit? Remember?
What death shit?
The death, like how old do you want to live? Like,
die? Uh-huh.
If you think you died right now, what do you think you'd leave behind? Like legacy-wise? Like what would you be known for if you died right now?
Being an alcoholic?
No, I'm just kidding.
Friends, like... By our friend group, or like just like by
everyone? No?
Yeah, everyone. Not like the world's gonna be like, oh, remember that one guy?
That's what I'm saying. That's what
like, what's your legacy?
He said legacy, and it's like,
yeah, your legacy. That's your legacy. I mean, obviously this podcast, but like, they'd be like, the guys from No Money died.
Well, that is damn. True.
That is true.
No, that is true.
We have a whole podcast on YouTube. Yeah, the guy from No Money died. Yeah, then we make a tribute video. Oh, we'd make so much clickbait off of that.
Oh,
friend died. Pookie Bear's dead. We'd live stream the funeral.
I don't know.
Put a GoPro in the casket when he gets set down.
Who do you think we'll be more sad about?
What? Who dies? Yeah, who are you more sad about?
Yeah.
Fucking Admiral. He's the one who gives us everything. Dang. Oh, if you die, what happens to your credit cards?
Yo, who gets that debt? I always thought of that.
I do not have no fucking credit card debt. The fuck?
But still, like.
Like, if you die right now, who's getting your debt?
I think it just wipes out.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Because I'm dead. Who's going to pay that? I don't have a next of kin. Like, you don't have kids or, like, nothing.
I think there's a certain way where donut, like, if it's, like, a certain amount, it goes to, like, your family or something.
Oh, if you probably have, like, a fuckload of debt.
Yeah.
I don't have that much for that shit. Probably just my truck, but that's under my name, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'll just take it.
Probably. Or my parents would just
keep paying it.
Yeah. Then my dad would probably, because he uses his truck for work, so he'd probably use that one.
So what's your legacy? I don't know.
Mine? Probably podcasts. The two podcasts.
You just said you can't use that.
Who said you can't use that?
I said besides the podcast.
Oh, you did
say. Well, I have No Ball podcast, too.
No, besides the podcast. I'm not saying no money.
I have my own channel, too.
Okay, podcast. Besides podcast
and
channels.
My Twitch streams from 3 years ago.
I can't think of I don't know.
Is there a funny moment I could think of?
I don't know.
Probably the party. Is the party a legacy?
Like everybody knows you.
Yeah, because I rode the bull the longest at the party. I think that's pretty good. Pretty good for me.
I don't know. Nah, I don't know.
Throwing up at AG's apartment that one time, that'll be up there.
Oh, yeah.
Throwing up at my party. Yep.
Your legacy is just you throwing up.
And Average is just getting drunk and falling into bushes.
Yeah.
We went to AG's fucking pool.
Not everybody. That's just for y'all. Like nobody.
But it's
else.
On your
nobody,
fucking spam.
Nobody else knows that.
It's on the podcast. You know how it's many? It's literally a picture of you in the grass in the
and
podcast.
You post it on your spam. Different. You post it on your spam.
Okay, that's different. First of all, I have removed so many people off my spam. Like,
really?
Because I don't know.
Why would you want random people looking at
I had hella people on there that I don't even really like
your
fuck
friends?
With.
Well, not, so you make it like super
not that I don't fuck with, but it was just like people that
you're not, you don't talk like, to. Mm, you don't talk to them like a day.
I guess, basis. Yeah, or like I don't know, or like some people that I didn't want them to see like this shit.
Okay, you just don't fuck with them.
Like 375 people watched that video of you in the bush.
Okay, but like how many of those do you think actually? Wait, what part in the video did you put that? Was that the beginning or the end?
I think the whole entire video is just about that.
What?
The whole video is just about you getting kicked out. Well, that's the whole point where you beat the fucking soap up.
Oh, okay.
That whole day we literally talked about you going into the pool.
Okay.
That's that whole podcast is about. Yeah. It's the thumbnail clickbait.
Okay, but
but
other people that I mean, the people that like really know me, they're not gonna be like just
off your friends will all know you for being a drunk.
All right, yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
but,
I don't know. That's for sure.
I mean, it's better than being boring. They're like, yeah, Abner was lit as shit. That motherfucker would always drink.
I feel like I'm the boring one.
It's done? Oh. Check the camera.
It's funny because ever since like the old
family. We're recording.
What?
Get off that fucking phone before it heats.
Oh, y'all talking to me? Oh.
Hey.
Oh, my bad.
We're back. Sorry about that.
So you didn't even say we're back or nothing.
Because we're waiting on you to fucking get ready.
Now we're back.
You're just fucking scrolling through Instagram looking at bitches in your DM.
Abner's been slacking hella, bro.
That's not true.
You haven't?
No.
Oh.
Wait, stacking on what?
I don't know what he was talking about.
You just get on your phone.
Oh, yeah. For real, bro. Rude. Like, there's people watching you, and they're like, damn, this motherfucker doesn't want to talk to
us. People come in this podcast just because of you.
Yeah.
Shut up. All right, continue.
I mean, but we were talking about, like, your legacy. Anything?
No, I don't think so.
Well, yeah, you just being drunk. That's probably yours. Yeah.
I don't want to be remembered by that, bro.
You don't leave shit. Man didn't do anything his whole life.
What about, do you think... If you die right now, you think there's something you regret?
If I died right now?
Yeah.
Fucking what?
Joining the military?
Just kidding.
Would you be a regret?
Yeah, I spent 2 years doing nothing. I could have had fun or some shit, make more money. I don't know.
True.
Wasted 2 years.
You?
In my adulthood?
Not spending all my fucking money?
Yeah.
Spending
money. Well, it doesn't matter because you die right now, so it doesn't really matter how much you spend.
Well, yeah, but I could have used it on some lit shit, you know?
Oh, true, huh? Oh, but you got a car, though.
Okay, that's got shit to do.
That's lit as fuck.
Okay, yeah, but like I could have.
It's a nice car.
Could have popped bottles.
Yeah, like I could have spent.
You just turned 21,
right
bro.
Now, like right now, like obviously I'm not gonna fucking spend all my money, but like I have it saved. But then I could have been like, oh, like I could have spent it because I was gonna die. So
okay, well, yeah. I don't think I have anything to regret. Not right now though. Yeah. I mean, I'm so young and I can't regret really much.
You're 21.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Actually, I wouldn't regret it. It's not spending all my money because then my mom could just have it, actually. So, the money I have. So,
I guess. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that works.
I don't know.
My parents ain't getting shit. I don't got shit. The fuck?
All your debt.
Yeah. Nah, they won't get that shit. But yeah, maybe find some stuff with the podcast, you know, inviting Abner on, maybe. Probably regret.
Nah.
Probably telling Chris about it too.
Nah, I invite him that day.
Maybe Frank. Should have done this on my own. I keep 100% of the company.
Yo, you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for us here, bro.
You wouldn't be here if it wasn't for me.
Yeah, true.
I'm the one who knows how to do all this shit. But true. It's okay. You know, I don't mind it. It gives me something.
It seems like you mind it very much.
I like doing it.
No, I'm saying,
I like editing. I like doing all this YouTube shit.
I told him to fucking teach me a while ago. He never taught me.
No, I don't need to. But you know what? I am going to do buy a new laptop because Apple just released a new MacBook Pro. That shit looks crazy.
The black one?
Okay, the colors don't fucking matter to me.
I haven't seen it.
That shit cool. It's just like all straight black. Because that's like the black one they had forever. Like this, like
a look, it looks like this, bro. No, I ain't going to lie to you. It looks just like this.
No, the other one's like black.
No, it's not.
Well, not like black, but it's like way
darker. It's like dark gray. It's like a charcoal.
Way darker than that.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean it's black.
No.
But yeah, I'm not gonna get that one because that's like the MX. That's the M3 Pro chip. That's like
three. That's the one without like that screen thing, right? The one that they just released.
Screen thing.
You know the thing.
Touch bar.
The touch bar. Yeah.
No, they do have them.
On
the
that
new
one.
The new ones all have them now. They rebrought it back.
Because you know how they brought back.
They took it away.
For real?
Yeah, because the one that I used for Edgar, that didn't have a touch bar. They got rid of them that year.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard that's way better though, because it has more like the
features.
The side things.
Yeah, it comes with more plugs. Yeah, it comes with HDMI, it comes with USBs, comes with everything now.
They brought it back because
instead of getting a dongle,
yeah, because people will complain about that.
Yeah, because you had to get like a thing that had
all
it
the
all.
Attachments.
Yeah. So now they brought it back. Yeah, they did. Yeah, that is true. But yeah, I want to buy it. It's like I'm gonna get the like $2,000 one because it's like better processing for editing and it'll be able to edit like a boss.
You're gonna use your Apple card?
No.
Oh, you get benefits if you get buy Apple. I don't know what's the benefits actually.
Yeah, you get cash back, like 3% cash back on Apple products. Yeah. No, I don't do that.
Oh.
I just cash.
I'm so close to paying off my Apple
card. Why are you looking at me like that? Get off your fucking phone.
I'm so close.
The viewers who are hearing us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts are thinking you're very rude because you're on your phone.
Shut the fuck up. They don't know exactly what he's doing. But.
No, they do know. They're like, I can hear him on his phone typing.
Shut the fuck up.
They can hear. They're so good at hearing, but they know what word you're typing every time.
All they heard earlier was fucking.
Are you wet? What did I say? What did I send them?
Are you wet? Or are you
good? Okay,
be
buddy. But all they heard.
Who's my good kitty?
All they heard in the beginning was the fucking ice crunching.
Yeah, yeah, fucking donut.
That was a little ASMR for them.
Bro.
Because we do have audio listeners. You're going to get them all horny.
But yeah.
Because we do have audio listeners. Yeah. I didn't know that too, but because of that one DM. About
We have like 100 listens per episode.
Oh, for real? Just audio listeners? Oh, shit.
Yeah, pretty good. 100 people listen to us. Hello out there.
You know what I've been listening to? The Bad Friends with Bobby Lee.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I don't listen to that. I just see the TikToks.
They're funny. It's because I see that they're TikTok. I'm like, let me watch their podcast. They're funny as shit. Oh my
God. I just watch British people.
Bobby, it's because that fucking white dude, bro. He be so racist. What's his name? I don't fucking remember.
I don't even know his name.
Bro, that motherfucker be so racist to Bobby Lee, bro. It's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But yeah.
Can we start being racist on our podcast?
I think we already are.
No, that motherfucker racist, bro. That white dude is so funny.
Yeah, but he's a comedian.
Yeah, they're comedians.
So you can do that.
But. You don't get canceled. Can we just start being comedians?
We're not funny for that.
No.
It's hard to be funny on
who's
the spot.
Who's the funny one?
Like, what tries to be funny or naturally funny?
There's just like the types. Natural funny.
Like.
In this.
Front. But what do you mean? Like, because Abner's funny because he's a dumbass. But there's people who like tell jokes and shit that are funny. Like
just like somebody that is like, who makes you laugh the most? Just like naturally.
Dookie makes me laugh a lot.
Really? Yeah.
Dookie's you, funny. You, Dookie. That's pretty much it. You're not. You don't make me laugh, dumbass. You don't make. You don't make a fucking joke. You don't make jokes. You don't make jokes.
No, I don't like.
You just talk about like nerd shit. Like Frank.
Frank is pretty funny.
I feel like Frank's pretty funny.
Yeah, Frank's funny off camera. He just gets tired.
Oh
camera.
Yeah, like Frank yeah.
He's so that, weird on camera.
People that watch, they don't see how Frank actually is.
Yeah, because if you've seen the vlogs, Frank becomes like a goofball.
Yeah, Frank is like the thing is what impressed me with Frank is like he says like jokes, but like it's so smart, like off the rip, like you know what I mean.
Yeah, about. You're just quick witted.
Yeah, he's like way quick with it. I'm like, God damn.
Yeah. Chris tries to, but he's been flopping a lot.
Yeah.
His jokes don't hit like they used to. Chris used to be really funny.
Bro, Chris was hilarious. Like, he will make me fucking laugh.
Yeah, so now I don't know what's his problem.
I know the problem is.
I do too, but we're not going to talk about that.
No. Chris was fucking funny. Dude.
Chris used to be really funny, yeah. But.
I'll give him props. He was hilarious back then.
Yeah. That's why we brought him on here and then. Now he changed.
Changed for the worse. It's too late to kick him out.
Yeah, it's too late. He already owns 25% of the company. Maybe you could take over, Abner. You're already in a spot. You're already lip-syncing his fucking mic.
Mm-hmm.
You're plotting?
Yeah. Who farted in his mic?
I sent his ass to death.
They
to
farted
Texas.
On his mic?
His mic.
Oh, no. Was they put his nuts all over this shit.
Who?
No, it's probably switched because he moves them and put them over there.
No, I did it. I didn't do that this week. I didn't do that this week.
Okay, no, but you do.
You do it. And
it's probably already mixed up.
Yeah, but when did y'all do that?
A long time ago.
Oh, for real?
Wow. I took a picture of him.
Who did that?
Yeah, I took a picture.
Alan did it. I'm pretty sure it was Alan. We were here drunk fucking around and he got his nets. And
when was that?
It was a while ago, bro.
I swear I never take that mic. No, one? I never moved that. I just get that one. This ones, one, I just get ones? The edge ones. Yeah, these two I've never moved.
Oh, then it's still there. Now you got Alan.
You got Alan's. I mean, y'all niggas gay anyway, so it don't matter,
bro.
I have the picture somewhere of like fucking Chris just like this.
Yeah, and then that's when
said, that's when you mentioned. Let me get pictures.
So he doesn't know that.
He knows.
I told him after. And he was like, bro.
I took a picture because he told me I took a picture sent in the group chat so Alan can see it.
Oh, I thought he still didn't know to this day. I would be like,
nah, he knows.
That'd be a surprise.
But yeah.
You know who Franco Escamilla is?
Yeah.
I saw.
Do you know Franco Escamilla?
Yeah. The comedian? The guy with the glasses? He's big. He does like.
Mexican
maybe
shorts.
If I've seen him, but sure. I don't
keep talking.
Yeah.
I'll show him.
I saw a clip of him. He was listening to, you know, Edwin Luna from La Tracalosa.
Mm-hmm.
He was like on there. Because he has like a pot. Is it like a live stream, I guess? And then like with all those like their friends.
Yeah, I seen those. Like he had like the white tables. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, he was singing and they asked him to sing a song or like Presumele Mi Padre. It's like a really sad song. And like Franco Escamilla's dad died earlier this year and he was singing it live there.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, his dad died earlier this year. And then he was like singing it like a like a sad ass song, and like literally the clip starts as Franco's like laughing, like he's like dying laughing, and then he like reads the comment on the live stream. He's like, "Oh, he's like they want you to sing this song," and it's right as he said that he starts singing, and then his mood just changes completely. He's just like sitting down, like all sad, like then he like gets a cigarette, he starts drinking, and like he's just like they're like, "Damn,
yeah, that motherfucker smokes a lot."
Like you could tell, like that shit, like
yeah,
they're like that's like some drunk level shit. Like you're like you're like hella drunk, you're just looking down at the ground, like fuck.
What video was this? Like when?
I don't know when. I just saw the TikTok, but I was like, is there any song that could make you like cry like instantly the minute you hear it? Like not like maybe like throughout the song, but like there's no song that gets you like really emotional. For real?
I don't think it's like a certain song. I think if I'm like sad that day and I hear a sad song, that's what.
All the fucking Iván Coronado songs. Nah, definitely that song of the one that the Tacarosa song? Made. It's called Préstame a mi padre. It's like it's, oh, really, it's about, really it's yeah. really really really
like
sad.
If you like lose a dad then yeah
like you have to be an emotional attachment. That one Amor Eterno
I remember
by Juan Gabriel. Mm-hmm. That's a really fucking sad song.
I saw the my uncle when we go went to go see Maná.
Mm-hmm.
There's one song he's Maná sang. Uh-huh. He was like he was all drunk, but he was bawling, crying.
Well, was it a sad song or is it?
Yeah,
just
it was a sad song.
Oh yeah.
And I think it was. I didn't know why, but then my dad told me it was something about his dad. I don't fucking know. I don't know much. But and then he's the like ugly cry. Like I've never seen him like that.
Yeah, there's hella songs.
He was like, drunk as fuck though.
You know, yeah, if you're drunk, it's even worse. Like,
yeah.
Imagine like, imagine at the party that you started playing Iván Coronado,
bro. Yeah. Hell no, bro.
You would have been fucked, bro. You would have been probably singing your heart out.
He would have started asking for a cigarette.
Yeah, he'd probably give me one, bro. He's fucking down bad, bro. You know. Nah, really. But yeah, like that type of shit. And then "Vida Truncada" by Ariel Camacho. It's a really sad song. It's literally like him. It's literally him talking about his death before he died. Which is crazy because I remember like once he died that song, like I didn't know that song Ben came out, and then I heard it and I was like, he's literally describing how he dies, which is like people like
sold his soul.
He did sell his soul. That's what his friend said.
Yeah.
So it's a whole little
you know theory. About that.
I don't even know who that is.
Ariel Camacho.
I was about to say I've never heard of him.
I was about to like what the fuck.
You definitely don't know him. He died in like 2015.
Yeah,
I just heard of him.
He's like the creator of all music in Mexican.
Yeah. He's like the one that started the whole wave. Like,
yeah, he inspired everyone.
If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't get like Nata Jr. on.
Yeah. They're all inspired by him. So.
Yeah,
literally, you asked anyone who
he started the whole wave.
Yeah, you asked anyone who inspired you to music. Ariel.
Everybody was.
And he wasn't even that big. He wasn't nowhere near. Like, he wasn't like Peso Pluma's wave. Like nothing.
He would have got.
He was. He wouldn't have gone there.
No.
Because that type of Mexican music wasn't.
Yeah, no. He would have been big in Mexico, like huge.
He was already, but he wasn't.
He would have been like huge, but not like not globally, no. Not that type of music.
No, that type of music would not, yeah.
It was like more ranchero and shit.
But I mean, yeah, I mean, is it good that he sacrificed himself to make, you know, Mexican music now?
Oh, yes.
He did. He died. Now everyone's fucking up in music because of him.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Hello.
So you don't have any song that, like, you don't have a single song? Really? You're such a liar. You're not the cap for us, dude.
I'm dead ass. What the fuck?
I would not cry
like right now if you have any
No, obviously not. But I'm saying like
you said like any song that
gets you emotional.
Automatically
doesn't mean you have to cry, but like you'll get sad. Like,
you get emotional.
Okay, you see you're changing it now.
I said emotional.
No, he said you cry. You said cry.
I don't know.
Well, if I heard those songs when I'm drunk, I'm crying.
Which ones?
All the ones that I named.
You didn't even say drunk either first. You said right now.
Okay.
No,
okay,
right
either
now.
Even if I heard those songs right now, I'd get emotional. I'd be like, damn, that reminds me of like my grandparents and shit like that. It turned off? Oh, fuck. Just use this one. Just so you can finish. There's not a single song. You're such a liar.
What the fuck?
We're back.
It's overheated again.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah. I don't know. We got to figure it out. But yeah, Abner. So, okay, you're drunk. Let me put a scenario in your head, okay? Mm-hmm. You're drunk. We're at a bonfire. Mm. You know, like, not your bonfire. Maybe your bonfire because it's a nice one. You know, we're all sitting around. We're all, you know. Just guys.
I don't know.
3 o'clock.
Yeah, I feel like the just guys.
Just guys. Yeah. 3 o'clock. Yeah. 3 o'clock at night. We just listen to all the new songs, and now Frank decides, let's put on some
drinking,
oldies.
And we're drinking beer.
We're drinking beer. Like, we already finished all the bottles. All there is left
Modelo's. No fucking Cayman, nothing like that.
Yeah, beer, no. We finished all the bottles. We took 3 bottles to the face, like 10 of us guys. Well, yeah, probably 10 of us guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of this is beer. 3 a.m.
Everybody's quiet. Like, we're done with all the first conversation. We're just chilling.
And then, you know, on shuffle, Iván Coronado song comes up.
Which is the song that's gonna be like, dude, for you.
What song would you not want to play at that moment? You're not blacked out yet, but you're like,
you feel
super buzzed. Like, if you walk, you're like, damn, I'm hella drunk. I gotta piss. Like, you're pissing every 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You're that drunk. and you can't even like take your dick out. So sometimes it spills in your inside of your pants, or like you piss on yourself a little bit because you're so fucked up you can't take your dick out on time, or like, you know, you're just missing. Like what song? What song?
Put that scenario in your head.
Yeah.
Imagine. Okay, imagine okay, like that.
Close your eyes.
Just Abner. All listeners, like, you know, I'm painting a picture, bro. What song do you not want to play that moment because it will get you super like emotional?
So what's the song?
Yeah, probably La Última Vez.
The new one is so sad.
Which one you like better? The newest one or the one previously?
No, the newest one. I like the newest one.
Yeah. This was so good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's when he dropped the latest one. I was like trying to think which one's better, but I think I like the latest one.
The new one, because it's so new. Yeah. It's so good, yeah.
Yeah, but it's good. But I was comparing the two. I was like, fuck, this new one's way better.
You know what's really like sad too? Lagunas and that whole thing. I don't know if you heard like Gusha Papa's podcast with Jaciel.
Yeah, I saw it.
He literally made those three songs in the same like
day. Dude, he's a good songwriter.
Bro,
dude.
His music is insane.
Yeah,
bro.
He's a good songwriter.
That's what they all sound to say, but
like, I want him to release the Barcelona song. The one he sang.
I don't know. What you talking about?
He sang it in Pepe's office.
I don't hear
it's called Barcelona.
I don't know.
That one sounds so good.
I just know the one with
he's
with
a good songwriter. Jesus, yeah. Christ.
Bipolar.
I like his style too, like the little piano.
Yeah,
because that's his style. I feel like,
yeah,
because he released a song with Daniel Lux and Danny has Lux, that.
Because yeah, those three songs he wrote together. Yeah, Bipolar, Corazón Frío, and what's the other one? Lagunas. Those Lagunas. Three.
And yeah, they all have like the little piano thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I like his style.
That's why he did it, because he made them all three together. He said those are the first three songs like after like he broke up with a girl, so like he wrote them like right away and everything. And I was
he's
just,
getting
like,
bigger.
He's gonna get huge.
Yeah.
He's gonna get really big. He's doing a tour next year.
Just his tour?
Yeah, his tour. Oh, he's starting a tour. So hopefully he comes to fucking Charlotte. I'll go watch
yeah.
that.
Yeah, I'll go to see him. Yeah.
And he's about to release an album too. So.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Dang. But yeah, like those three songs, those three play back to back to back. Because the whole story is like, you know, like Lagunas is the first part of the song. And then it goes to like Corazón Frío, like when he like broke up. So it's like yeah, they all go and together. Then
the last one is the
Corazón Frío.
Was the
with Danny Lux.
That was like the.
Like once he's over her.
That, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Well, no, it's like he regrets breaking up with her, and then he's like,
it's over because it's like your heart is frozen. So like, it's
well, she yeah, she's like cold-hearted.
Oh,
yeah, because he's like, because like the whole lyrics like intentado llamarte, pero yeah, your heart's colder than like ice cream or some shit like that. But yeah,
yeah,
those three songs you listen to that shit in a row, it's like the same thing like the Iván Cornejo part.
I like when artists do that.
Well, it's Iván
like
Cornejo's too, because he did that with Está Dañada.
No, I'm saying like
Está
a whole album.
Oh, a whole album like back to back.
Yeah,
oh.
I remember Tyler the Creator did a whole album, and it was like a whole story, like back to back.
So did Frontera. Their songs are all like that.
Oh really?
Yeah, they talked about it on Brown Bag because they got interviewed and they said that shit too because it was like fuck. Cause it's like Tulum is like after you broke, like you're not even thinking about her anymore, and that's what that's at the end of the album. There's certain, it's not the whole album, but it's like certain songs that like on that album, like a lot of them that are all connected from the same storyline. Mm-hmm. But yeah, oh yeah, cause like El Amor de Su Vida, and then the other one, what's the other one? Que Vuelvas at the end, he wants her back after everything.
There's this one song from that album that I swear is a cover, but I can't find it.
No se va.
No.
Oh, and Altavoz is like when you're like asking her back,
bro.
And then
is there no covers on that album?
Yeah.
There is, right? But which one?
Besides, Cuídala.
There's one.
Isn't that Cuídala? I think it's Cuídala. Fuck.
I don't know.
I don't think so. I no se va, one. I mean, obviously. That's
yeah,
the
no, yeah, besides that. There's this one song that sounds so much like another song, but I can't find the fucking original. I don't know. And then I ask people, and there's some, everybody I ask, they say that no. Like, they can't, like, hear another song. No, but I swear it's a cover, but.
But yeah, I think all the songs are connected. They're supposed to be, like, a storyline of, like, a love story from shit like that. But yeah. Mm. I like that too. It's really like cool that artists do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything else, Abner? You gotta add? You look so sad now. I put you in that fucking trance now. Yeah. Bro's thinking about the night in the bonfire. It's not gonna happen, bro. I hope it does. That'd be lit. I wanna drink at night, three in the morning type. Yeah. No? You good?
Yeah.
You've been quiet all the time. Ever since we got you like that, you're serious, bro.
Yeah, I'm good the fuck.
Yeah, you better go to the gym after this?
Yeah.
It's 2:00 now.
I think so. I don't even know.
What time do they close?
7:00.
I gotta go meal prep. So please tell me if you have an air fryer.
Oh my god.
Please.
Can we play photo roulette?
What's that?
Alan put me on. We all like put it, it's like a little server, and then y'all get my code and y'all join it. And then it gives you an option of 16 photos. It's 16 random photos.
From your camera?
Uh huh.
And you then, don't pick them?
No, you get 16. No, there's 16 random ones. But then also, if you like, if it's one that you like, damn, like I can't show that, you could switch them. Like you could put it like switch, and it gives you
like a whole it
shuffles them and gives you a whole different set of another. Oh, okay. And then basically all the other players have to guess whose pictures is whose.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
So why did y'all do that?
Just you two?
No, me, Alan, and Dookie. And
oh, yesterday at the bar.
No. It was a. Well, we played another game yesterday with AG and Midori and me, Alan. But this was another day on Wednesday, I think.
Oh, is that where the Caymans are in there? What? There's Caymans in there. Like a box of Caymans.
No, that was from Frank and Tato and Lewis came here.
When?
Like on Thursday.
What the fuck?
Oh, why?
To drink?
I don't know. When I can join them because I work in the fucking mornings. You can join us, Abner. We'll drink your little water. I'll bring you my jug.
He got his own.
But yeah, so yeah, it's fun.
We should do that.
It's fun.
We should do that on the pod, and like all of us like
and show them. I don't know if we could do that.
Well, obviously you could pick one out.
No, I mean we could do that.
I don't know. Yeah. That'd be funny, but
it is funny. It's funny.
But yeah, I think we talked enough. It's like 1:40, but half of the time we've been cutting out and out.
Yeah, so sorry about the cutting
part. So hopefully we're like over an hour. But yeah, make sure to like, subscribe, comment down that Chris better have networked us a video with Nivel, hopefully. Or at least Brian, because
most of them not.
But yeah, new content's coming in the holiday season. We got some new ideas. The Christmas vlog, the Secret Santa, and maybe a soccer video.
For sure the Secret Santa.
Yeah, but yeah. Anything else, Abner, to add?
What should be
Angel?
No. We're good.
All right, crowd. We'll see you later. Goodbye.